Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Bonjour, ex-chasers. C'est le podcast de rugby egg chases, le podcast sur le rugby qui ne se prend pas trop au sérieux ni le jeu. I'm Tim, and I'm in Paris, and I'm on my own. It's 2:45 a.m. on a Sunday, and in order to make sure there is a podcast in your feed, as there is every single Monday for the last 10 years, I'm flying solo on this one. Well, solo in the sense that neither JB nor Phil are here at this precise moment in time. Reasons for which will become clear through the course of this podcast. But I am not alone because... Ed, hello, mate.
Hello.
Ça va?
Ça va bien.
Yeah.
Merci.
Thank you for stepping into the breach, mate.
No, my pleasure.
So you actually are a rugby content creator yourself.
Very recently become that, yes.
The newly formed Banana Rugby.
Rugby indeed.
Yeah. So Ed's stepping into the breach. Can you try and summarise the events of this weekend and the non-attendance of my brethren?
Well, yeah, it's been a tough one physically due to some medication that was prescribed by Dr. Lash. So things have been tricky in the evenings and the mornings. I had a particularly tough day today. I'd been rendered useless from last night's antics. But then it does also account for why your brethren aren't here at this moment.
One of them is in bed. One of them is not in bed.
The opposite of bed. He is out.
Very, very much so, yeah. So I was thinking there probably wouldn't be a podcast at this point, but here we are. So we will do a podcast, hopefully in the morning, when we can get ourselves together. But I thought I'd show a little bit of ankle about the weekend in France.
Yeah, absolutely.
I've got a few quotes that I've been keeping a note of for the weekend. God. I thought I might start here.
Yeah, edit those.
I've just kept some quotes of things that Phil and JB have said across the weekend and other people. A quote from Phil, this was on Friday, when we were strolling down the Champs-Élysées, very close to our apartment, and he said, and I quote, "I'm reading a book about hyperinflation in the Weimar Republic post-World War I.
Very Phil thing to say that.
And this was JB on Friday, who said, "If you find somewhere to eat where I can watch the rugby, I may join you." Got another one from... Oh, no, I can't tell you that one.
I was just about to say, read them in your head yes. before you read them out your mouth.
This was a JB quote. I've been watching a YouTube channel where a guy tests out military rifles from around the world. I love it.
I'm actually going to ask him what the channel is because I'd love that.
And a great quote from a French lady outside of the La Défense Arena where we have just watched Antoine Dupont's Toulouse, well, earlier this evening, late last night, a long time ago now.
Yeah, yeah.
We watched Antoine Dupont's Toulouse overcome Sir Khaleesi's Racing.
They did.
Captain yeah. Van Duz.
Mm. It was comprehensive, wasn't it?
And the woman outside the stadium said, and I quote, well, no, I was asking, what is the worst French swear word there is? And she said, what do you mean? And I explained the word in English that we don't say, the C-bomb.
Yes.
To which she said, ah, yes. In French, that word in French is Owen Farrell.
Owen Farrell. The fly half who they've just bought at great expense.
I think she was a Toulouse fan.
Ah.
What an amazing rugby nation France is.
Oh, brilliant.
I don't just mean like the team on the pitch. It's a phenomenal rugby country. And we were at a top 14 game. Sat in a pub all day yesterday watching top 14 rugby. It's a very, very special country from a rugby perspective.
Well, and you commented on how they do it on the TV, which I thought was really interesting because they have the early kickoff, but then when all the main games are on, yeah,
so they have one game at 3 p.m. kickoff on a Saturday afternoon live, and it was Bordeaux v Stade Francais. Great game. And then all the other games on a Saturday kick off at 5 p.m. And they do it like the NFL Red Zone, if you've ever seen it. They just cut from game to game, wherever the action is, and tell the story of the whole day's rugby. It's awesome. I loved it.
That is good. I assume, you might not know the answer, but I assume that's one channel, but you can also watch the games you want to watch, should you want to.
Yeah.
Rather than the, yeah.
Oh, no. They tell the story. So,
oh, right.
So you just leave it in their hands. It's like, you guide me through what's going on across the top 14. I loved it.
That is good.
You sit back. They've got people at all the grounds. Cut. It's great. Hmm. It's awesome. But there was some Premiership rugby on as well. And in the podcast, when we do it proper, we will cover off all of the rugby, get Phil J and my input. However, you are a Gloucester fan.
I am indeed.
Live in Cheltenham, where all the Gloucester players live.
Of course, yeah.
Do you see him just milling around, having coffee and stuff?
Bits, yeah. My children go to school with some of the players, ex-players, their children as well. But
humble brag.
Say again?
Humble brag.
Yeah, humble nice. Brag, yeah.
Is that intimidating, being a dad in the playground with elite athletes?
So it's quite funny. One of them is, I don't know whether I should or shouldn't say the name here, does that matter?
Is it flattering or not flattering?
No, yeah, it's fairly. Well, yeah, yeah, it, what am I say? James Simpson Daniels, one of them. And
I can't speak to him.
Yeah. Because I watched him as a child. So I fanboy over him. I'll giggle like I'm talking to a pretty lady if I talk to him.
That's kind of a power move thing. You can shake hands with him. Nice to meet you. When I was a child, I used to watch you.
Yeah, that would upset him as well, because now we have children the same age in the same school.
But yeah, they got a win.
The elusive win. Yeah.
So I watched them against Castra and they were ace. The pack was nasty and the scrum was brilliant against the big French pack. And so how did they win against Sale? Because they did a number on Sale.
Yeah, again, forward dominance. They did, you know, a lot of scrum penalties, a lot of dominating at the line out as well. And I think once you take a set piece away from a team, that's game over, isn't it? You just don't have any sort of platform.
Yeah.
But God, it was so good to get them a win in the Prem. Because it's just a tale of two halves with Gloucester.
Yeah.
Awful in the Prem, brilliant in Europe.
Yeah.
Well, they just don't know why.
Get those players back fit. Then again, Sale have got a load of injuries. What other games do we watch? Watch Saracens have an absolute beatdown. They look good. They look good again. Although, yeah. I don't know. I was watching the game thinking, Saracens without Owen Farrell is going to be a very, very different team next year. And it feels like they decline.
Yeah, and I'd imagine as well that'll hit them off the field as well. I can imagine he's, you know, one of those big presence in the changing rooms kind of guy.
On the flip side, you hope that maybe the culture will last. Got a bunch of emails, actually. I just thought, contactedchasers@gmail.com. Like I say, we'll do a proper podcast in due course, so I will go through those. This podcast is an apology and a please accept this as a effort to try and get something in the feed on a Monday morning.
Yeah, it well.
What can we say about the weekend in Paris? I feel like we should peel back the layers.
Yeah, it was good. We've eaten a lot of red meat, which is excellent. Mm. To differing standards. The one today was poor, wasn't it?
Which one?
The entrecote.
I didn't make it.
Oh,
out
you weren't
that.
There. Of course you weren't. Yeah, we had. It wasn't good, was it? Wasn't good. Had this really weird kind of cheesy potato garlic thing that was excellent that was served with it. No, it was like a elasticy custard. It was bizarre, but it was lovely. But the steak itself was poor. Didn't finish it, which I play front row, right? Big horrible eater, and even I was turning my nose up at it.
What?
At the steak.
Was it the standard of the cooking or the standard of the steak?
It was, it was chewy. I don't know whether they cooked it to death or it was crap beef, but...
I don't know how people in France choose where to go and eat, because there are billions of places that all look the same. I don't know where to go.
Yeah.
I just love it. I love this place.
Yeah. And it's just...
I want to be, I think I've said this on the podcast before, I want to be, when I grow up, a middle-aged French man.
Yeah. We have to start smoking.
Yeah. I could do that. Black coffee. They just look so effortlessly cool.
Yeah,
it's the way they wear scarves.
Well, we were saying this, that like...
They're so well put together.
That male and female French people, you look at them and think, if you were in England and had like English swagger and personality, no one would look at you. But because you're French and you're just so effortlessly cool.
Yeah, there was a girl outside the La Défense Arena who was just... She was stood standing against a bollard, and we were all just admiring her, going, look how confident in herself she is.
Whereas, if she was English, she'd just be so vanilla, you wouldn't have even noticed.
Oh, I love France. I love France.
I tell you what, the other thing I really enjoyed about this weekend was meeting up with the British rugby club.
I'm so glad you mentioned that. So glad you mentioned that. So, firstly, yesterday was all boozing and all watching rugby because... JB, Phil and I went out for a run. We'll make sure we talk about this on the podcast proper, but we went out for a run in the morning, forgetting to take out any phones and or key or means to get back into the apartment. So we arrived back in our running gear, no way to get in. All we had was Phil's credit card in our running gear, so we just went and sat in a bar down the road in our running gear and... drank and watched rugby all day, and then went and joined these guys from the British Rugby Club of Paris, who had their game called off, a game with a 9:30 a.m. kickoff.
Well, and that's
I haven't
why
heard anything like it.
And that's why it was called off, because the pitch was frozen. I was like, it might be at that time in the morning. You'd probably have been okay if you'd have had a normal 3 o'clock kickoff.
Yeah. I haven't had a 9:30 kickoff since I was like year eight. but they were great hosts, and they went to a little bar just down the hill from where we are, and they had the rugby on there, and it's a universal language.
Oh, absolutely. They did exactly what any club in England would have done in that scenario. Really welcoming, very.
And they started going through the greatest hits of French rugby songs, including my beloved Aviron Bayonnaise. Allez, allez. But tonight there was a song, and I'm starting to lose my voice. At La Défense Arena, they played afterwards, after we went down from the stands to the disco on the pitch, which, oh my God, it's so cool.
What I was saying, it annoys me that they don't do something like this at my beloved Gloucester. They could. It's the same kind of artificial pitch.
It's outdoors.
True, but you could, people are outdoors watching the game. They're wrapped up for it. I mean... I get what you're saying, that, if it rains, obviously...
Guaranteed weather, it's dry.
Yeah, that's true.
It's water, it's whatever temperature they want it to be. Mm. It was awesome. I loved it. Anyway, they started playing all the tunes. And they played one song, and it reminded me, it was another song that they played in stadiums all through the World Cup. And you've made a note of what the song is. What is it?
It was called, apparently...
Have you got it there to play?
I don't, but it's called In the Emily Eyes by Joe Dassin.
in the Emily
yeah.
eyes. Are you sure this isn't lost in translation?
Well, I tell you what, why don't you search Joe Dassin, D-A-S-S-I-N, and maybe, yeah, because there might...
I-N.
Yeah.
Joe Dassin.
Yeah.
Les Champs Elysees, no. That's it. Dans les yeux d'Emilie. This one. I think it's this one. Is that the right one? No, that's not it. Have you got it there, over there, Lewis? That's the same song. Hold on, maybe the chorus. No. This is...
He was adamant. The French guy who told us was absolutely adamant.
This is not the song. That's not it. Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, there we go.
It's the great thing about music, isn't it? It pulls you back to the moment.
French rugby stadiums are awesome, wherever you go.
And the fans, how... There were way more Toulouse fans than there were racing fans.
Well, it was at least 50-50, yeah. Definitely.
Yeah, they were...
Phenomenal. And,
so good.
I've never done Bordeaux. I'd like to go to Bordeaux. Never done my beloved Bayonne yet. I'd like to do that. If you haven't been to La Rochelle, I know that's on our agenda.
Yes. It's wild. I cannot wait.
It's
yeah.
wild.
It'd be where
Toulon is wild.
My wife is coming to that one, so it might be a slightly different
more sedate
vibe. Well, hopefully more sedate. Yeah. I can't do another day like today. I've really struggled.
You're going to have to go some to top some of your quotes when your wife is there.
Oh my God, yeah.
More on that maybe in the next podcast. So yes, thank you very much for bearing with us. JB and Phil, firstly I'll check they're okay. And I will chuck a bottle of water on their face, give them a black coffee and get them up to do a podcast at the earliest convenience. In the meantime, thank you very much for listening. Thank you, Ed.
No, thanks for having me.
So Ed and Dave are friends of the pod, friends of ours, and like I say, Banana Rugby on...
Banana Rugby, we're at Banana Rugby on YouTube, at banana.rugby on yeah. TikTok.
And that is where you will find, as well as on the Egg Chase, my Egg Chasers YouTube channel, that is where you will find lots of shenanigans.
Oh my God.
From this weekend. And my goodness me, is there some good content.
Oh, you and I are going to be busy boys chopping that up and dishing it out over the next few days.
And heavily editing.
A lot of it has to be removed.
Yeah. A lot of it will be on our WhatsApp group only. But some of it will be appearing on Egg Chasers and on Banana Rugby. Top man, Ed. And let the boys end.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.